An example of a patient with PSVT is noted in which you have a regular narrow QRS tachycardia. And if one carefully evaluates the electrocardiogram, you can see that in the early ST segment, there are clear P wave activity. In this situation, careful analysis of electrocardiographic lead 1 shows a negative P wave. In a situation with a negative P wave in lead 1 during supraventricular tachycardia, your choices are either a left atrial tachycardia or an accessory pathway on the left side of the heart. Statistically, one should always pick AV reentry using a left-sided accessory pathway because this is, by and large, the most common etiology for this type of electrocardiogram.